sitting here thinking about a little graph again.
Yeah, here's how to be happy when you don't get what you want. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's an incredible key. You know, how to be happy when you can't get what you want. Yeah. And how you can be even happier when you don't want so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think a lot of that, that's a very good question, you know. Because we went through this whole generation of the child within, didn't we? And, you know, pampering the child within. How about the brat within? That was very good, you know. Not, but again, we shouldn't hate the brat within. We have to have some compassion for that little brat, okay? But also realize that, you know, it's totally impossible to make our self-centered mind happy. Totally impossible to fulfill all of our desires, because we will have one after the next after the next. Totally impossible to have everything be the way we want it to be. Yeah. And I think the more we kind of familiarize ourselves with basically what is reality, you know, then we stop having so many unrealistic expectations. And then we can really start seeing the kindness. Yeah, because instead of focusing on what we don't have, we focus on what we do have. I do prison work. Many of you have heard me speak. No, I do. I mentioned it before. And there's one inmate who, I mean, his family background was a real big mess. And, you know, his stepfather, very bad relationship with his stepfather. And he hated his stepfather, actually, for years and years and years and years. And then one day his mother came to visit him, and his mother is now separated from the stepfather, and the stepfather, you know, is older and not such good health. But he happened to come over to the house one day and saw, you know, my friend, the inmate's picture on the wall. And just looked at it for a really, really, really long time and didn't say anything to his mother, but just looked at the picture for a long time. And my friend told me that when his mother told him that story, he got really choked up because he realized that actually he did care for his stepfather, you know. There was a lot of, you know, unpleasantness there and different things, but he actually did care for him. And because he realized that, you know, his stepfather actually cared for him. This is the way he was looking at the picture all that time. And that was something that just, I mean, was a tremendous healing in his own heart that enabled him to let go of, you know, years and decades of resentment. Yeah, and so that's the thing of, you know, he could have, you know, as long as he focused on what his stepfather had done all those years, there was just incredible rage in him. But, you know, when he started letting in some of the kindness and some of the affection, then, you know, entirely different experience. Okay? So I think a lot about dealing with the inner brat is, you know, letting go of attachment, basically. And letting go of attachment and the self-centered idea that everything should be the way I want it to be. Yeah. And I think Mother Teresa had some kind of poem. I should actually print it out or memorize it or something, because I quote it, but I never do it properly. But it's something where she says, you know, when I feel lonely, give me somebody to care about. You know, and she goes on through all these different situations that when I'm, you know, hungry, give me somebody to share food with. I mean, but it's always, she keeps turning it around to when I'm feeling needy and wanting, you know, give me a situation that I can give in. And I think there's something very powerful in that. Yeah. And, you know, that whole process of giving to others is something that is very healing for ourselves.